thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
That's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Yes, we can. One heart and mind at a time. It's The Center Path on Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Jay Parr. Oh, let's see. It's the 30th of July, 2020. And tonight, I've got like 74 memes and a couple other items to go through. And yes, I'm probably next week I'll mess around with putting my memes on the chat room and see how that goes. I got to talk to some of the producers, see how I can get that to happen. But generally speaking, I'm somewhat optimistic. I mean, as I've been saying for the last, I don't know how many months, they've got to shove it right in everybody's face, the evil which they are acquiescing to. They have to shove it right in your face and say, what are you going to do? Huh? Are you going to think? Are you going to declare your freedom? Or are you going to obey a bunch of devil-worshipping pedophiles? And that's a choice we have. You know, are we going to let the pedophiles rule us? Or are we going to see that we're being misled and have an evolution on the planet? So I'm going to start with a few quick memes. Kevin Shipp tweeted this out. Out of the Shadows documentary banned from Twitter, as we predicted. Pedophilia / occult in Hollywood. Mainstream media propaganda exposed. Out of Shadows, the documentary. Got a message on my Twitter today from John Paul Rice, who was very instrumental in putting together the movie A Child's Song. And basically, it's been banned also. And it's a movie about pedophilia and the dark occult. And now it's banned. Along with Del Bigtree. He's been banned off of YouTube, talking about vaccines and the truth of them. I mean, why is it that the CDC's own records show 200 less children a week are dying from sudden infant death syndrome since COVID-19 broke out in March? 200 children a week are alive that normally die of sudden infant death syndrome. Looking at the well baby visits and the lack of toddler immunization happening right now, you can see a correlation directly between sudden infant death syndrome and 200 children not dying this year. I read a tweet last week of a nurse who spent 30 years in an ER, and she said she never saw one case of sudden infant death syndrome without a well baby visit within the last 72 hours. Not one case of sudden infant death syndrome without corresponding well baby vaccinations. Her testimony, 30 years in the business. Oh, and there they giving you the business. Wait, they force you to wear masks? They're talking about goggles? And, hey, can the vaccine be far behind? Kevin Shipp tweeted this out. A Yale professor has calculated that the Democratic mainstream media cover-up of the effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine has cost 100,000 lives. Absolutely. I mean, even though 88%, 93%, roughly 90% of the deaths, you know, 88 in Italy, 93 in England, and roughly 90 in America. Roughly those 150 American deaths plus being COVID death, when you actually look at the statistics and see the comorbidities and all the other things, it's about 90% inflated. Dr. Simone Gold responds to mainstream media and social media's war against hydroxychloroquine. And of course, we're talking Aristomax, zinc, and hydroxychloroquine, the absolute cure for COVID-19. 19. And that's for people that believe in viruses. Amazing Polly is free and will act like it, tweeted this out. Big Pharma runs the world. Zach Voorhees, the Google whistleblower, tweeted out yesterday, Del Bigtree has been suspended from YouTube. And you can see that coming a mile away. I'll find out where he went. Jack Flynn, we the people need a class action suit against the FDA to put a hold on the revocation decision now. Twitter moments, the FDA is revoking its emergency use authorization of hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine for treating COVID-19 amid growing evidence that the drugs are unlikely to be effective in treating the coronavirus. A complete and total lie. And you have to ask yourself, who are these people who can stand up in front of us, we the people, and lie? Could it be the dark occult? Yes, and yes. This is their time. They're coming now. Not tomorrow, not the next day, now. The only truth is what they say. And even though it's a provable lie, it doesn't matter. You're a Stockholm Syndrome sheep, a slave. Hey, you know, as they say in the movie, The Seven, The Magnificent Seven, if God didn't want them sheared, he wouldn't have made them sheep. Okay? And I can say this from being a mind control victim, is that the dark occult loves to lie to their victims when they know their victims know that what they're saying is a lie. It's like the biggest bully tactic, the biggest bow your chest out move. You know, it's similar to catching your spouse in bed with someone, having sex, and then they jump out of the bed and say, I never cheated on you. You got a choice, right? You can say, pound it where the sun don't shine and get a divorce. Or you can say, yes, dear. Dr. Zev Zelenko tweeted this out. Fauci believes we are morons. In 2005, he called HCQ a cure and vaccine for coronavirus. In my opinion, Fauci fails us and must be accountable for the lies and death. Terry Mullins tweeted out, derivative hydroxychloroquine will not only treat a current case of coronavirus therapeutic, but prevent future cases prophylactic. So HCQ functions as both a cure and a vaccine. In other words, it's a wonder drug for coronavirus, said Dr. Fauci's NIH 2005 concentrations of 10 micrograms completely abolished SARS-CoV-1. Okay? 15 years ago, Fauci is quoted as saying it's both a cure and a vaccine for coronaviruses. Now, he's saying the opposite. What are you going to do about it? Huh? You ain't going to do nothing about it. Just saying. Booth tweeted this out. Why don't Antifa and BLM ever attack the Internal Revenue Service if they were so worried about fascist oppressors? Makes you wonder, doesn't it, Skippy? Who are they working for? Could it be the Rothschilds and George Soros? Malcolm X said, you can't separate peace from freedom because no one can be at peace unless he has his freedom. Love me Gandhi and Malcolm X. I tell you, two of the best quote masters out there. No doubt about it. Amazing Polly is free. Tweeted this out. Remember James Carville and Mary Matlin? One was a Dem, the other Republican, and they had big arguments on their CNN show, but then got married. Ah. Guess what their production company was called? Gaslight Incorporated. What a coincidence. Thomas Jefferson said, in matters of style, swim with the current. In matters of principle, stand like a rock. David Samadi tweeted this out. Depending on China for so much of our pharmaceutical manufacturing is a national security risk. Over 90% of our antibiotics and other medicines come from China. It is time for America to wake up and bring all this manufacturing home. We can't be reliant on China. Gee, Trump just did a deal with Kodak, and Kodak's going to take some of their old empty factories and turn them into generic drug production. And I've been to Rochester. They've got some huge buildings that are empty. Those who sacrifice liberty for security deserve neither. Benjamin Franklin. Nice. Yeah, I can't believe the censorship of the doctors telling the truth. How many people have died because of this fraud? Bob Gates tweeted this out. First indictment unsealed will trigger a mass awakening. Yeah, now let me tell you. When that indictment gets unsealed, I'll be a rainbow-covered winged unicorn, okay? I will be a winged unicorn flying through the sky when the indictments come down from on high. Are you kidding me at this point? I mean, almost 4 years after felony lying to the FISA court by members of the FBI and the State Department. provable, lying to the FISA court to get a warrant to do political spying, basing that warrant on what was known to be paid for by the Democratic Party, paid for by the Democrats, salacious dossier. They have notes that they're bringing out now where they're talking about the whole thing is nothing but a joke. Yet, they got their warrant. C.S. Lewis said, "Of all tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It will be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber barons' cruelty may sometimes sleep. His cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience." And that's what we're headed for. Yummy! It'll be so much fun. Breaking 91 tweeted this out. U.S. coronavirus deaths rise more than 1,000 in a single day for a third day in a row. Reuters tally. Now, these coronavirus death tallies in America are 90% off. Okay, whenever anybody takes a look at these tallies, they're 90% fraudulent in the U.S. And of the people who are actually dying from COVID, it's because the FDA is banning hydroxychloroquine, stopping the use of intravenous vitamin C, inhalable steroids, stem cell treatments. Oh, the FDA really cares about you. No, this is a satanic ritual of control and death. Let me tell you, the demons are just yummy, yummy, yummy. Kill some more. Nelson Mandela said this: "For to be free is not merely to cast off one's chains, but to live a way that represents, respects, and enhances the freedom of others." Coming from a communist, what a load, huh? But, you know, you got to do what you got to do for PR. Matt Couch from Parler: "And now the president has canceled the convention. Some of you were upset when I questioned the campaign and the people he was taking advice from. Now you know why. This is officially a shite show. I'll vote for him. I've worked my arse off defending him since 2015. This sucks. I just want to say, why is Trump canceling the Republican convention when he can go to an open state, South Dakota, and have his convention? Obviously, the man has a problem with thinking, okay? And his advisors have a problem with thinking. They can't think because they're so deep in the swamp, all they can see is the swamp. They can't see solutions. They can't see natural law. They can't see that they need to rally the people to freedom. No, they got to play politics. And that's going to be their downfall. And that's going to be the downfall of the nation. A bunch of wannabes that were born on third base and thought they hit a home run. And Donald Trump worked for his money more than most of his type. But, hey, I wish I had a father that gave me a business, a real estate business, and a couple million dollars that set me off in business and paid for me to go to Wharton School of Business. Instead, I got a parent that used me as a slave and ripped me off for hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of work. My. LaWanna Blackwell said, patterning your life around others' opinions is nothing more than slavery. You're supposed to eclectically take in information from a myriad of sources and fabricate your own opinion, your own thoughts. I read that already last Saturday. I'm not going to read that again. It's just somebody using the COVID relief money for fraud. How could that happen, Jay? Well, let's see. We've spent $7.5 trillion for COVID-19 relief. $500 billion went to we the people, and $7 trillion went to the 0.00001%. Right to the top. That's America. Rajneesh said, true freedom is always spiritual. It has something to do with your innermost being, which cannot be chained, handcuffed, or put into jail. And that's the only place your innermost being that can stand up to the tyranny that is befallen us. If you're relying on something else, someone else, you're a fool. You can only, this whole holodeck, collective consciousness experience, is you and God and you and the devil. You and the divine, male, female, and the AI consciousness of evil and entropy. And you got to make a choice. I've made my choice unto death. I am a Virginia rifleman in the Battle of Brooklyn Heights. If I wasn't there, I'm there now, if you know what I mean. So what if you die? So they have your dead body. They don't have your heart. They don't have your mind. They don't have your consciousness. They don't have your soul. What do you value? Huh? If you really knew the truth, you'd be standing up for truth like a maniac. Because when you know how much the divine cares about you, and how much, in particular, the divine cares about someone who's not afraid of standing up for the truth, standing up against child killers, baby murdering child killers. You can't stand up against baby murdering, lying child killers? Really? And yet you feel that you're going to go to heaven? Hmm? Whatever. Serenity first. Masks don't work to prevent COVID-19, according to the scientists speaking out. And it's the truth. And what do we have right now? We have big tech working with the UN and Bill Gates to perpetrate a fraud on the human race called Event 201, or better known as COVID-19. Thomas Jefferson said, when the representative body has lost the confidence of their constituents, when they have notoriously made sale of their most valuable rights, when they have assumed to themselves the powers which the people never put into their hands, then indeed their continuing in office becomes dangerous to the state. Well, we're there. We're there. We have an FDA, which is taking orders from a foreign bureaucracy. The CDC, the NIH, the FDA are taking their orders from the United Nations, irregardless of scientific truth. We're in a whole heap of trouble here, folks. And if you think Trump's going to save you, you're out of your mind. I mean, I'm a big rooter for the Donald. But Donald Trump listened to the wrong people. He got played like a clown. They clowned him. Donald Trump got played. He either got played or he was in on it from the get-go. Okay? There will be no Spygate, Russiagate indictments or plea bargains. It's not going to happen with the biggest cover-up artist, attorney general in history, William Barr. William Barr is in there to protect the deep state. William Barr was a high-level CIA lawyer and friend of the Bush crime cabal. And then when H.W. Bush became president, he made William Barr his attorney general to finish covering up the $3 trillion MENA crack cocaine scandal, which we all know as the Iran-Contra affair. $3 trillion of cocaine. Cover it up. Okay? That's what William Barr is done. William Barr's wife and William Barr himself, William Barr's wife goes to prayer meeting once a week with her good friend, Mrs. Robert Mueller. Listen to this again. William Barr and Robert Mueller are buddy buddies. Okay? Okay, fool. Okay, clown. You've been clowned. Now, hey, I could be wrong. Hey, Q could be telling the truth. The pain is coming. The pain is coming. Boom, boom, boom. The pain is coming. I'm just saying it's been 4 years. It's been 4 years since the treason of the FISA warrants. For at least the last 2 years, all the evidence has been laid out for felony sedition charges, for felony conspiracy charges. 2 years they've been sitting on the evidence, at least. And you're sitting there smoking the opium, saying, don't worry, the hammer's going to come down. Let me say this. Kevin Shipp, whether you like him or not, Kevin Shipp said on Twitter, Peter Strzok, one of the main Crossfire Hurricane conspirators of the coup d'etat against Trump, has got a book deal. And James Comey is about to write a second book. And there's a third clown. I forget the name. It's also writing a book. So you got three main players in the coup d'etat against Donald Trump who are in the process right now of writing book deals, of doing a book about, you know, Donald Trump, Orange Man Bad, I guess. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't get a book deal when you're plea negotiating a felony. You don't get a book deal if you're getting ready to get indicted and go to jail. Okay? And that tweet by Kevin Shipp, it disappeared. Yeah, somebody called him and said, don't you say that, they'll wake up. Hans M. Gluck tweeted this out. He's just following orders of his bosses, like Bill Gates. The program calls for the elimination of the American middle class and a reset, according to the World Economic Forum. He's pushing Gates' military warp speed vaccine. That's really his only job now. And who is he talking about? POTUS. The man who wished Ghislaine Maxwell well. I'm just saying, you know, what do you want from me? You know, I've lived this life. I've seen these people up close and personal. I know how they operate. So you want me to blow smoke up your rear end and tell you it's all going to be okay? Yeah, it is all going to be okay for those sealed with the spirit of righteousness and natural law. What's going to happen to this place is anybody's guess. What's going to happen to those who make natural law the only law? Well, glory upon glory. That's all I got to say. And I'm sure of that. More sure of that than I am of anything. Jarmo Elkman tweeted this out. U.S. Secretary of State Michael Pompeo told a group of British lawmakers that China had bought, quote unquote, the head of the World Health Organization, according to people familiar with the matter. If you don't know that we're at war with communist China, and they're kicking our behinds, I don't know what to say to you. We followed communist China right down the lockdown pike. Total fraud. The powers that should not be in the medical Rockefeller medical mafia have known since 2005 that hydroxychloroquine taken with Azithromax and zinc are a total cure, even for elderly people, of COVID-19. And they've known since 2005. This whole thing is a Illuminati stage production. Don't you remember what Shakespeare said? All the world's a stage, and you and I are just actors. Bob Marley said this: better to die fighting for freedom than to be a prisoner all the days of your life. Bruce Lipton: a miraculous healing awaits this planet once we accept our new responsibility to collectively tend the garden rather than fight over the turf. There's a guy who's ready for the ascension. Got the right attitude. It's called we. If you want total security, go to prison. There you're fed, clothed, given medical care, and so on. And nothing is lacking. The only thing you don't have is freedom. Dwight D. Eisenhower. And that's what we have right now. Oh, I'm afraid of COVID. Protect me, Big Daddy. Oh, Big Daddy gonna protect you good. Those that would give up liberty for security deserve neither Benjamin Franklin. And here we are, 2020. It's in your face. It's Georgia Guidestones time, boys and girls. Here's a quote by George Carlin. I've got this real moron thing I do. It's called thinking. I'm not a very good American because I like to form my own opinions. I have certain rules I live by. My first rule, I don't believe anything the government tells me. Nothing. Zero. And I don't take very seriously the media or the press in this country. If that's not you, you are dead. Okay? You're dead. That's what Mark Passio, when he was talking about the dark occultists he used to hang out with, he said, they call the average people the dead. I agree. Until you make a commitment, 100% commitment to natural law and to the spirit of life, you're dead. You're dead. If you're afraid of what people will think about you for speaking the truth in love, man, you got a lot more problems than I ever had. And my life sucked. Tacitus said this: the more numerous the laws, the more corrupt the government. America, land of a million laws. Just giving you a heads up, the lost book of herbal remedies. Say it with me. The Lost Book of Herbal Remedies. 800 plants, all photographed, showing how to make tinctures, medicine, what they're for, how to use them. 800 in the Lost Book of Herbal Remedies. When I get some money, I'm going to buy that book. Voltaire said, "It is difficult to free fools from the chains they revere." Ain't it the truth? I'm a Democrat. I'm a Republican. I'm a unicorn. Forces of light on earth shall overcome the forces of darkness. Complete spiritual enlightenment on earth will occur. Edgar Cayce. I hope it happens in my lifetime. I would enjoy it. But if you've got a major league shakeup in the world system, like we do, we have a major shakeup coming. Would not be hard to imagine 1/3 of the human race dying. Really wouldn't. And 2/3, yeah, it could happen. When everything goes to hell in a handbag, electricity shut off, everything's back to pointy stick world. Yeah, all the city dwellers that don't yet know anything about nature, they're going to starve to death. And you think Big Daddy is going to help you? Big Daddy is the one that erected the Georgia Godstones. Big Daddy is the one that formed Planned Parenthood, the eugenics program that's calling itself healthcare. Okay? How many did it kill? 60 million? 70 million? How many people died in communism last century? 120 million worldwide? And yet you got people in Black Lives Matter, Marxists, saying, until we get a total communist revolution in America, we'll never be free. How do you make a clowns like that? I don't know. Subliminals on TV? Abraham Lincoln said, freedom is not the right to do what we want, but what we ought. And that's the true freedom of natural law. You're bound by the spirit of goodness. You're bound by the spirit of life and love in action. It's an eternal commitment. Nothing can move it. Nothing can move it. Because the body is nothing but a sack for the consciousness inside. Just an avatar. As my parents said when they axe murdered kids. Oh, we didn't really hurt them. They'll go back to the mainframe, to central casting, and get a new body. They'll be back. Never saw them so happy. Never saw my parents so happy as when they were axe murdering a child. That's what I grew up in. Never saw them so happy as when they were axe murdering a child. And I'm telling you, the same people they hung around with are running the show today. And what they got planned for you is written on the Georgia Guidestones. That doesn't mean the Patriots won't fight. That doesn't mean some police and military won't fight. Good possibility, quite a few people will. But I'm telling you right now, we're not getting through this without some bumps in the road. Not when you got mobs of people burning down 400 businesses in Minnesota with the riots in Minneapolis. 400 businesses destroyed, and the Democrat politicians say they're peaceful protests. 400 businesses destroyed, and the Democratic politicians are calling it a peaceful protest. When somebody lies like that in your face, they're dark occult, or they're insane. Insane by some other way, rather than being possessed. But I mean, we've reached the point where truth is a lie, and a lie is truth. We are changed. Put this on Facebook. Breaking. Trump sparks firestorm with suggestion to delay elections until vote can be safe. Hey, Trump, if you wanted to make the vote safe, you should have made electronic voting an issue 3 effing years ago. You shouldn't have put a neocon globalist named Mike Pence in charge of looking into election fraud. Okay? Just saying. Benjamin Franklin said, if everyone is thinking alike, no one is thinking. Mike Pence. Yeah, the guy that accused Mike Pence of being a hardcore child-killing pedophile, well, he got killed. But he got a couple of videos out there. Millions of people saw that. And when Mike Pence first hit the national political scene, he walked up to the podium, and he stood there for like 30 seconds, 45 seconds, with a stern, steely-eyed look in his face. Didn't say anything. I've seen Illuminati do that move so many times, it's not even funny. I call it the Illuminati stare. Essentially, what they're doing when they meet other Illuminati that they don't know, they stand there and they internally manifest their devil spirit. Oh, you can't see anything except a stern look on the face, steely eyes. They don't move at all. They just sit there and like, look at the demon I'm packing. And if you're cult, you'll see it. I told people publicly that. Just saying. I could talk about Mike Pence quite a bit. You'll love this. Found this on Facebook. Vaccine Information Network. NBCWashington.com. Virginia requires immunizations for online learning. Let that soak in. You gotta have your shots if you want to do online schooling in Virginia. Nice. Oh, but these people aren't working for Big Pharma. No, I'm totally happy with the 17 and a half million people who die needlessly each year suffering and dying from cancer, when the cure for 95% of cancer is cannabis indica oil. Yeah, I'm okay with 17 and a half million people dying, long as my Big Pharma stocks are doing good. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. Martin Luther King Jr. Gee, I wonder why they're tearing down the statues of all the old abolitionists, all the old men and women from history. Because you can't have a quote like that. That shows a higher calling. Can't have that in this world. Vaccine Information Network put this on Facebook. A lot of people not wearing masks in Melbourne are older men. Today I asked a man why, and he, without hesitation, said, "I didn't fight a war for a free and fair Australia to die as a slave." Let that sink in. My commercials have not played again. Oh me, oh my. And I deserve a little bit of a break. I'm going to take calls in the last part of the show. And I'll give you the call-in number. And you can chit-chat with me. We're in trouble, folks. Make no mistake about it. Well, I'm going to take a break until about 3 after. Give me 2-3 minutes. Just get my headset off and get a drink of water. This is Jay Parker on Revolution Radio, The Center Path. And we're back. This is Jay Parker on The Center Path on Revolution Radio. As we continue to go through the memes, I'm just saying, you know, Mike Pence, you can have him. And I'm serious. What he did, along with Steve Bannon and Jared Kushner, to wreck Trump every chance he could, criminal. Absolutely criminal. I think it's like 150 days that temporary appointments come into the White House staff. And if they're not approved in that time, then they have to leave. So what they did was they just dragged their feet and let time expire and then put professional Republican uniparty globalists in instead of Trump supporters. They got rid of all the Trump supporters. And Mike Pence was quoted as saying, "Just wait 150 days. All these yo-yos will be gone. And it'll just be the professional uniparty, globalist uniparty once again." And so it was, and so it is, and so shall it ever be, right? Benjamin Franklin said, "Whoever would overthrow the liberty of a nation must begin by subduing the freeness of speech." Are we there yet? Yeah, I would say when the president is being censored, yeah, you're there big time. With bells on. Whistling Dixie. Dylan Davies put this on Facebook. "What a cashless society does guarantee, banks have full control of every single penny you own. Every transaction you make is recorded. All your movements and actions are traceable. Access to your money can be blocked by a click of a button. You will have no choice but to declare and be taxed on every penny in your possession. Access to your money can be blocked at the click of a button." Oh, isn't this the terminology in Revelation? No one can buy and sell without the approval of the beast. Okay? "You will have no choice but to declare and be taxed on every penny that crosses your path, your entire lifetime. The government will decide what you can and cannot purchase." We're already there. They already, this spring, governors illegally said, "Nah, you can't buy any seeds for spring planting." Got away with it. "If your transactions are deemed in any way questionable by those who will create the questions, your money will be frozen for your own good." It's always for your own good. Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, "True individual freedom cannot exist without economic security and independence. People who are hungry and out of a job are the stuff of which dictatorships are made." Yeah, and this fall, when people are kicked out of their apartments and houses, and the entire lockdown, economic depression grips the nation, and Red China finally says to the other globalists, "Time to dump the dollar." Oh, yeah. October, you're going to see the wheels come off the wagon. Are you ready? All I got to say is, if you're young and somewhat mobile, head for the hills now. Immediately. You got 2 months to get out of Dodge. If you sit and wait, well, good luck. Winston Churchill said, "If you will not fight for the right when you can easily win without bloodshed, if you will not fight when your victory will be sure and not too costly, you may come to the moment when you will have to fight with all odds against you, and only a precarious chance of survival. There may be even a worse fate. You may have to fight when there is no hope of victory, because it is better to perish than to live as slaves." Here's a nice picture that I found on Facebook of Jeffrey Epstein. And standing right next to him is his good buddy that came down to Lolita Island quite a few times. He's there on the flight logs. Bill, give him a vaccine, Gates. Boy, if you only knew, and you're never going to find out through mainstream media, just how much scientific work was in the works between Gates and Jeffrey Epstein when it comes to transhumanism and the post-freedom world. It'll make your head spin. Are we in trouble? Yeah, we're in trouble, Skippy. Abraham Lincoln said, America will never be destroyed from outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. For 30 years, well, longer than that, 83, so almost 40 years, we allowed our schools to be run like Soviet indoctrination camps. And boy, did they turn out a bunch of mindless proletariat. Yeah, they did. Imagine adults saying, we'll never be free without communism, and actually believing they're telling the truth. That's mind control. Chance Garton put this on Facebook. Really nice meme. There's a picture of the Gmail symbol. And right next to it, to the right, is the Masonic Royal Arch apron. They're almost identical. Then there's the Facebook logo. And to the right is the Masonic Tubal Cain logo. So similar. The Apple App Store. Android Product Store. Which are both compasses and rulers. And the symbol for Freemasonry. Very similar. The Google Chrome logo. And the Divine King sign. 666. Oh, so similar. Knock me over with a feather. Google Play logo, and the seal of Satan. Son of a gun. They're almost identical. And the Google GPS symbol. And the Eye of Providence. Think they're trying to tell you something? Well, if you're symbol literate, you'll see right through that. If you're not, I suggest you go to whatonearthishappening.com and look at some of the stuff Mark Passio has put together. Wakey, wakey. Abraham Lincoln said, we the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. Well, you know, when you have four well-known rulings of the Supreme Court saying that the federal income tax is unconstitutional and gives the government no new taxing powers, and then the government goes and does it anyway? What do you have there? You have a government, all your congressmen, all your senators, all your governors, all your talking heads on media, And none of them are talking about the fact that the income tax is unconstitutional. I mean, the only one that even said that in my lifetime, Ron Paul and Mark Passio, maybe a couple others. Justin Pedini tweeted this out. If I have to wear a mask to protect your health, I'm going to start slapping McDonald's out of your hands, too. Heaven forbid. Otto von Bismarck said this. With bad laws and good civil servants, it's still possible to govern. But with bad civil servants, even the best laws can't help. And we're there because we're totally infiltrated by the dark occult. We are screwed, blued, and tattooed. I'll show you just how bad is it, Jay? How bad is the satanic ritual of Event 201, where they bar the use of healing modalities and tell the doctors to kill people with ventilators, right? Oh, El Capo, FIBP, tweeted this out. Is Dr. Fauci to blame for Herman Cain's death? WTF, he died without hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and Arithmax. Then Fauci bears some responsibility. Is Dr. Fauci to blame for Herman Cain's death? It's on the Gateway Pundit, the article. 74 years old in relatively good health. I'm sorry, Herman. You got murdered in a satanic ritual. Otto von Bismarck said, the death of Lincoln was a disaster for Christendom. There was no man in the United States great enough to wear his boots, and the blanket bankers went anew to grab the riches. In the United States, there is no man in the United States great enough to wear his boots. And we're talking about a president who was not afraid to yield power in an emergency to make sure the Union got preserved. I mean, he went against the bankers and produced his own greenback money to pursue the war and preserve the Union. Interest-free money. That's what Lincoln did. And any president that makes interest-free money gets a bullet in the head. Just like Lincoln, just like Kennedy, they both made interest-free money outside of the control of the Rothschilds. Okay? So there was no one that would wear Lincoln's boots. And the bankers went anew to grab the riches. And they did. The Banking Act of 1871 codified the destruction of the Constitutional Republic of the United States of America. And we became a corporation owned by foreign bankers. I fear that foreign bankers, with their craftiness and their torturous tricks, will entirely control the exuberant riches of America and use it systematically to corrupt civilization. Yeah, Otto, I think you nailed it there. Haley Kennington tweeted this out. Imagine if child porn was taken off the internet as quickly as hydroxychloroquine video was. Yeah, keep on imagining. Otto von Bismarck said, "We live in a wondrous time in which the strong is weak because of his moral scruples, and the weak grows strong because of his audacity." And basically, that's what got us into trouble. The communists, they cheat, lie, and steal to obtain power. And the constitutionalists, well, they try to do things the right way. Carly tweeted this out. Judge delays release of bombshell Ghislaine Maxwell court documents. Judge delays release of bombshell Ghislaine Maxwell court documents. Judge Loretta Priska has ruled that hundreds of pages of potentially incriminating testimony in the cases against Ghislaine Maxwell will be delayed. What a surprise! I'm shocked. Simon Dolan, KFB, KBS. I worked COVID ward for 12 weeks. We had 3 nurses to 1 patient some days. We'd hear news reports of how our hospital was getting slammed while we literally fiddled our thumbs. Our hospital is still practically shut down now. No one wants to talk about it. Everyone is too scared. Ah, fear, the mind killer. And while you were afraid, your society was destroyed. Gutless coward. David Samanti, doctor, tweeted this out. Bill Gates, Magic Johnson, Greta Thunberg, and Sean Penn have been designated as experts on a certain pandemic by mainstream media. But medical doctors, such as myself, are censored when discussing scientific studies. Does anyone know when the First Amendment was nullified? Yeah, about 2 years ago. Just saying. But what happened? When you could have fought 2 years ago when Alex Jones got deplatformed and demanded Trump and the FCC and the FTC did something, you did nothing. And here we are, less than 100 days to the election, and your enemy has got you by the short hairs. Enjoy. Queensland's government website, this is in Australia, Simon Jasek tweeted this out. You're not allowed to take hydroxychloroquine as a preventative measure for COVID-19. If you don't comply, you may receive an on-the-spot fine of $1,334. A court-imposed penalty of up to $13,000, $345, or 6 months imprisonment. Oh, yeah, but you're free. This isn't a New World Order medical eugenics tyranny. Nah. Not at all. Hey. There's 16 flavors of Doritos. Everything's fine. Otto von Bismarck said, God has special providence for fools, drunks, and the United States of America. Half of America during World War I came from Germany. Just wait till you see what's coming next, sir. Dr. Fauci recommends wearing goggles to prevent catching the coronavirus. Goggles are now recommended. And all the Karens are going to be screaming, "Wear your goggles! You're trying to kill me!" Dr. Zev Zelenko tweeted this out. His words are meaningless. Many states create restrictions on doctors being able to prescribe and pharmacies being able to dispense. FDA is impotent. We need an executive order restoring the sanctity of the doctor-patient relationship. And the Today Show said, should people be taking hydroxychloroquine? And the head of the FDA said, it's a decision between a doctor and the patient. I don't know, maybe another 100,000 people have to die. You think? The right questions of the day will not be settled by means of speeches and majority decisions, but by iron and blood. Otto von Bismarck. We're coming. We're heading around the corner when she comes. We're heading for the iron and blood. Mason Polly. For me, the worst part of the progressive insurrection has been the part where they treat us like we're 5 years old. I cannot stand this woman. WTF, not to be believed, Dr. Birx on Fox and Friends supports Dr. Fauci's goggle and mask idea. And you can decorate them. Oh boy, with sprinkles? Can I glue some sequins on them? Huh, Dr. Birx? Oh boy, I'm going to be the coolest slave on the block. Just watch the looks of shock and disgust on Kilmeade and Pete Hengstler's faces. And in this video from the Fox and Friends, you can see Dr. Birx talking and the reporters on Fox are like, you got to be kidding me. This can't be real. Otto von Bismarck said, one day the great European war will come out of some damned foolish thing in the Balkans. 1888. 20 years before the First World War. Who was he talking to? Where was he getting some info? From the same people that plan everything that goes on in the world? The dark occult? Plan 50 years in advance? Maybe those people? Maybe. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, for every minute you remain angry, you give up 60 seconds of peace of mind. True. The Americans are very lucky people. They are bordered to the north and south by weak neighbors, and to the east and west by fish. Otto von Bismarck. Bismarck said, The division of the United States into federations of equal force was decided long before the Civil War by the high financial powers of Europe. These bankers were afraid that the United States, if they remained in one block as a nation, would attain economic and financial independence, which would upset their financial domination over the world. The voice of the Rothschilds prevailed. Therefore, they sent their emissaries into the field to exploit the question of slavery and to open an abyss between the two sections of the Union. And one of the great Philadelphians, August Belmont, was a famous Rothschild agent who helped the Civil War to get rolling. Otto von Bismarck said, "Never believe anything in politics until it has been officially denied." What we learn from history is that no one learns from history. And we're looking at the Bolshevik Revolution of 1918 being played out stage by stage here in America. Oh yeah, we're going to get our October Revolution. You better believe it. Otto von Bismarck said, "People never lie so much as after a hunt, during a war, or before an election." It's lying season, is it not? "Only a fool learns from his own mistakes. The wise man learns from mistakes of others." Otto von Bismarck. Oh, jeez. Yeah. I got to the end of them. Yeah. Why do I feel that there's a few I haven't gotten to? I guess I did them all. Well done, Mr. Monkey. So, if you would like to call the Center Path, the number is 1-215-688-5826. The number to call the Center Path, 1-215-688-5826. And I've got about 25 minutes left, and I'd love to hear from you. I'm going to read an article on True Pundit. Dr. Fauci. Fauci approved chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine 15 years ago to cure coronaviruses. Nobody needed to die. That's sad. Really, really sad. Dr. Anthony Fauci, whose expert advice to President Trump has resulted in complete shutdown of the greatest economic engine in the history of the world, has known since 2005 that chloroquine and is an effective inhibitor of coronavirus. The NIH CDC peer-reviewed studies that Fauci is even quoted in, where he says hydroxychloroquine can be used as a vaccine and Hello. Hello. Hello.
Jay?
Yes.
It's Denise.
Welcome, Denise.
You're doing great, man.
Thank you. So have a question for the wise one?
I do. Do you think the Three Gorges Dam is going to hold out?
Well, I bet my weather weapon against it.
Man, what's that all about? They've had rain for over 100 days
of torrential rain anywhere on the planet. I'm calling fake. Something's going on.
And isn't it a coincidence that Wuhan is already flooded?
Well, they've got the floodgates of the Three Gorges open. And they're saying that satellite photos show that the dam has shifted a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a report that there was, I forget the term for it now, is where the water actually goes underneath the dam.
Subversion?
It's maybe? Like subversion. It has another word. But I haven't heard that a second time, so maybe it's not true. It's something like turbidation or something like that. But go ahead.
I heard days ago that it was already 50 feet above the warning level.
Oh, they've got to be just chomping down the Tums minute by minute looking at this thing. Because it's nuts what's going on in China. The flooding levels are insane. And if Three Gorges go, I mean, we're talking to, it could topple the Chinese Communist Party.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're talking about a disaster. I mean, Shanghai is down river.
Mm-hmm.
And what it'll do to the power grid, I can't even imagine. If that dam, which is hooked up and creating huge amounts of hydroelectric power, I mean, if it breaks, it's going to be one of the major league disasters in human history.
Well, the hubris of building that in the first place.
And the way they build it. The Chinese are so corrupt. Everything they do, they cheat. And that's a communist motto.
The disregard for human life.
And they don't care about human life, and it's all about monetary gain and power, and it's all the flesh. None of it is based on the higher principles and natural law and spirituality. It's sad, sad society.
And but the loss
watching
of the cultural...
Actually, every night, Denise.
Pardon? What'd you say?
Epic Times has
a YouTube channel
where they talk about China every other day. And, really good.
Well, weren't they founded by Chinese people, the Epic Times?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is CIA. I mean, seriously, I don't believe there's any media that doesn't have somebody running an agenda. But I must say that the right-wing agenda on Epic Times is pretty much constitutional freedom. So it's bias that I appreciate.
What do you think about all this fear and foreboding about war with China and no talk at all of the situation with the Three Gorges Dam? I mean, how could China go to war right now, given that situation, in the aftermath of the Wuhan situation, which has totally destroyed their manufacturing economy?
Everyone knows that COVID is a fraud. It's a thief.
Yes.
So the Chinese, if they needed to, they would mass dose hydroxychloroquine and CPAC and zinc. So they're putting on a show for the New World Order, for the globalists. And they're fine with that. And people dying there, they're fine with that. Mm. In fact, Mao Zedong said, we'd love a nuclear war and get rid of the excess people. And supposedly, according to Joel Skousen, America is scheduled, according to the globalists, to take a first strike in a nuclear war. And really, two DOD studies came out in the last 5 years saying that in America in 2025, there's one study said 90 million people and another study said 50 million. Whoa. So, tell me how many hundreds of millions of Americans are on the chopping block of the dark occult right now. Quite a few.
Are you sure those numbers weren't taken from that exercise 201 where they projected that gazillions of people would die of COVID?
No. This is two studies from reported on by InfoWars. Mm. And I haven't done the searches for them. I bet you if I talk to Mark Passio about it, he could track them down. But they came out of the DOD in the last 5 years. One had about 50 million. The other one had 90 million. And it was population in 2025. And if we don't put these communists down and take control of our medical, we're done. Because you can be guaranteed that the vaccine is going to be a slow kill weapon. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Just a thought before I go back to the Three Gorges Dam. Mm. I realized the other day that maybe all those ghost cities in China, they built just in case the Three Gorges Dam ever goes. Now that at least now all those people they're evacuating have somewhere to go.
Well, certainly those cities are not going to be targeted in a pattern of nukes from the United States or Russia because they're empty cities. So it's almost like they're preparing for something to happen where they can start over again quickly.
Hopefully they have some huge, huge-ass hydroponic farms built into those cities so they can grow food and support all those people. Anyway, great show. Good talking with you.
Well, it's amazing. Where did all the trillions and trillions of dollars go? Not only here, but China. China is in debt.
Yes.
$45 trillion. I mean,
where'd all the money go from California?
Where'd all the money go from the 21 missing million trillion in the U.S.? Yeah. I mean, if there's not underground cities with gold toilets, I'd be surprised.
Me too. So. Well, I hope to hear from more of your listeners. I look forward to hearing who's out there in your audience. So I'll make room for somebody else. Have a great night, buddy.
Okay, thanks for calling, Denise.
Thank you, Jay.
I'll ask one of the two or three people that are listening if they can call me.
Yeah. Come on.
All right.
Have a good night.
Good night. The number to call in on The Center Path is 688-5826. 1-215-688-5826. So I'll get back to my True Pundit article. 2005, chloroquine is an effective inhibitor of coronaviruses. How did he know this? Because of research done by the National Institutes of Health, of which he is the director. In connection with the SARS outbreak caused by the coronavirus dubbed SARS-CoV-1, the NIH researched chloroquine and concluded that it was effective in stopping the SARS coronavirus in its tracks. And the COVID-19 bug is likewise a coronavirus labeled SARS-CoV-2. Not exactly the same virus as SARS-CoV-1. It is genetically related to it and shares 79% of its genome. As the name SARS-CoV-2 implies, they both use the same host cell receptor, which is what viruses use to gain entry into the cell and infect the victim. The Virology Journal, the official publication of Dr. Fauci's National Institutes of Health, published what is now a blockbuster article on August 22nd, 2005. The Virology Journal, August 22nd, 2005, under the heading, get ready for this, chloroquine is a potent inhibitor of SARS coronavirus infection and spread. Write the researchers. We report that chloroquine has strong antiviral effects on SARS-CoV infection of primate cells. These inhibitory effects are observed when the cells are treated with the drug either before or after exposure to the virus, suggesting both a prophylactic and a therapeutic advantage. Dr. Fauci. This means, of course, that Dr. Fauci, pictured at right, has known for 15 years that chloroquine and its milder derivative, hydroxychloroquine, HCQ, will not only treat a current case of coronavirus therapeutic, but prevent future cases, prophylactic. So HCQ functions as both cure and vaccine. The actual words of the CDC in 2005, both cure and a vaccine. In other words, it's a wonder drug for coronavirus, said Dr. Fauci's National Institute of Health in 2005. Concentrations of 10 micrograms completely abolish SARS-CoV infection. Dr. Fauci's researchers add, chloroquine can effectively reduce the establishment of infection and spread of SARS-CoV. Dr. Didier Reynaud, the Anthony Fauci of France, had such spectacular success using HCQ to treat victims of SARS-CoV-2 that he said way back in February 25, 2020, that it's game over for coronavirus. He and a team of researchers reported that the use of hydroxychloroquine administered with both erythromycin and zinc cured 79 out of 80 patients with only rare and minor adverse events. In conclusion, these researchers write, we confirm the efficacy of hydroxychloroquine associated with erythromycin in treatment of COVID-19, of course, with the zinc, and potential effectiveness in early impairment of, gotta take a drink here, sorry, early impairment of contagiousness. So, if you're taking hydroxychloroquine, you can take it prophylactically, so with the zinc, so you don't get COVID, or if you get COVID, you add the erythromycin, and you get cured in like 2 days. From what I've heard, I mean, after 12 hours, even if you're having trouble breathing, when you use the proper Dr. Zev Zelenko protocol of 10 micrograms of hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and erythromycin, and you're having trouble breathing due to COVID-19, like that state senator in Michigan did. And she took the COVID cure cocktail, and the very next day, she was up and about. She was fine. After like 8 hours, she could breathe again, like she was normal. The hydroxychloroquine opens up your cells to zinc, and zinc stops the SARS virus from replicating. The highly publicized VA study that purported to show HCQ was ineffective showed nothing of the sort. HCQ wasn't administered until patients were virtually on their deathbeds, when research indicates it should be prescribed as soon as symptoms are apparent. Plus, HCQ was administered without erythromycin and zinc. You got to do the cocktail. Which formed the cocktail that makes it supremely effective? At-risk individuals need to receive HCQ cocktail at the first sign of symptoms. But Governor Andrew Cuomo, the killer of Manhattan, the murderer of New York, banned the use of HCQ in the entire state of New York on March 6th. The Democrat governors of Nevada and Michigan soon followed suit. And in March 28th, the whole country was under incarceration in place, fatwas. Nothing happened with regard to the use of HCQ in the U.S. until March 20th, when President Trump put his foot down and insisted the FDA consider authorizing HCQ for off-label use to treat COVID-19. On March 23rd, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko reported that he had treated around 500 coronavirus patients with HCQ and had seen an astounding 100% success rate. That is not anecdotal evidence, as Dr. Fauci sneers, but actual results with real patients in clinical settings.